Hearings into January 6 and the Capitol insurrection continue this week, but while things don't look good for former President Donald Trump, some fear there are other Republicans waiting to follow the Trump playbook on other upcoming elections. Ed Blakely is a former Washington insider now living in Sydney, Australia. My name is Sean Britton from the radio station 2SER. Find us each and every week wherever you find good podcasts at US of Ed, as well as on Facebook and Twitter. Just say the election was corrupt and leave the rest to me and the congressman. That was Trump's message to then-acting Attorney General Jeffrey Rosen. That was one of the latest to come out of the House Oversight Committee as they continue to investigate insurrection at the Capitol earlier this year. I think it's a stark reminder just how close the U.S. government came to out-and-out fascism, Ed.
Yeah, and it's interesting to me and the congressman, which means he already had some conversation with some members of Congress about this event. He may not have known how it's going to turn out, but he's preparing himself to govern with the new set of people, and they were already forewarned. If this goes real deep and these guys are found out or ratted out or rat one another out, boy, oh boy, oh boy. We've never seen anything like this in the United States.
I think that's kind of the key thing, what you mentioned there, Ed, because we can say, okay, Donald Trump was an outlier in some ways. He had no respect, obviously, for the rule of law and for the office of the presidency. But there are a lot of people out there who still think he's going to be somehow magically reinstated as president, and Republicans are completely ignoring what's coming out of the committee, leaving some to fear they are setting the stage for overturning other elections, particularly at a state level.
Well, they certainly are, but they're also setting the stage for the Democrats to do a carve-out in the filibuster to get the voting rights bill through. I think the reason you see the leadership going a little quiet on this, they want to get these two big infrastructure bills through, and then they'll go on to voting rights and get Manchin in the right position, because he's being booed now by his own constituents to do this carve out. They did it for the last Supreme Court justice, could do it now quite easily. And I think there are a number of Republicans who want this to happen, but they don't want to be on record.
It's interesting.
By the way, let me have an addendum here. I was watching this morning in Arkansas, where the governor of Arkansas, a Republican, was begging people to get the jab, to get the vaccinations, and they were booing and hissing him and so on, saying they weren't going to get them. I noticed they were all white. There were no black people in that room. So this would be kind of an interesting reckoning, wouldn't it? Having gone through the voter suppression, there's nobody left for them to get to vote.
Yeah, kind of, as we've mentioned before a few weeks ago, they're killing off their own voters with these conspiracy theories.
Yeah, why kill your own kids? That's going a little bit far for me, but I know a person I've known most of my adult life who is in that position. She thinks the Lord does all the right things, and she's not going to do anything that the Lord has not told her to do.
Always reminds me of that old joke, you know, the guy is saying the Lord will save him from flooding as it gathers around, and you know, once he gets to heaven, God says, what do you want? I sent a boat. I sent a raft. I sent a helicopter. You didn't take any of them.
That's right. I think God's given a message even here in Sydney.
Just before we move off this, the latest on Trump's attempted coup have people kind of asking again if he could be prosecuted. And it comes on top as well of the lost battle this week, Trump trying to keep his tax returns out of the hands of Congress. Do you think there's more to come on this?
Yes, well, his action of what the acting assistant attorney general meets all the tests for sedition. And if a person is accused of that, they can no longer serve in public office or run for public office. This is an interesting line of attack because it doesn't attack him personally, like the lawsuits on his money, et cetera, but it attacks his ability to serve in office. And you don't see a lot of Republicans running to his defense, since this is all captured in writing, all in telephone calls, easily obtained. He did the same thing in Georgia. He did the same thing in Arizona. So there's a real orchestration to the act of January 6th. He was desperate and he was going to do a coup. So I don't think the Supreme Court is going to let him out of this one because they don't have to put him in jail.
Just speaking of Georgia, and we really shouldn't speculate on this one, but I would kind of be remiss if I didn't at least mention it. The Pentagon shut down briefly earlier this week. A man from Georgia, Austin Lance, attacked Pentagon officer George Gonzalez, stabbing and then shooting him with his own service weapon before turning the gun on himself and then dying in a shootout with other Pentagon officers. Gonzalez died on the way to hospital. Like I say, won't speculate on motive, but I think it's fair to say if you read about Lanza's previous encounters with law enforcement, he doesn't sound like a well man. Anything to add, Ed?
Too many guns. I just want these lawsuits to start streaming. I want that officer's wife, the Pentagon, and everyone to sue the gun manufacturers.
The Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, we spoke about this last week. It's been proposed in the Senate. This is the bipartisan bill we've been watching at length. What do we know now?
Well, we know it's the voting's going on as we speak. There are amendments to the bill. And just like here, everyone gets up and says something. I need a bridge over a waterfall right next door to my house. This has been a long time. And they get in the record. So if they vote no and the bridge doesn't come, they'll say, that's why I voted no. Yep. If they say something, I need a bridge over the falling down bridge coming to the city center, and that gets funded, they take credit for it. They'll say, that never would have been in the bill. Have not been for me. The Republicans are in an interesting position because doing nothing here is really death for them. So this bipartisan act is an opportunity for them to do something. And many of them will favor the next act, which is the Soft Infrastructure Act, which does things for schools, playgrounds, for poor families, for elderly. And all that soft stuff that was knocked out during the last administration, like people having rent that we'll talk about later, is really critical now if the faith in government is to be restored.
Republicans did at least succeed, though, in pushing out some of those bits and pieces they didn't quite enjoy, like housing, which we'll talk about more, as you say. We've got clean energy's kind of been pushed out of that one, and sort of long-term care, a lot more long-term care.
Yeah, well, that's in the soft one. Everything that was pushed out of this one ends up in the other one.
And one other part that has been criticized is the carbon reduction program for transportation emissions, which some say doesn't go far enough. And look, just from my reading, seems to put a lot of onus on states. States get a lot of money, but they're expected to meet federally set goals. Any thoughts?
Well, my only thought is all the states will meet this because they need the money. And this is a mandate that when California does something and Massachusetts does it, it is really over. If you can't get your car registered, forget about it. So they'll piss and moan about it, but they'll do it.
The moratorium on evictions put forward by the CDC to keep people being ousted from homes in the middle of the global pandemic we're all familiar with, that ended earlier this week. It had been in place for almost 11 months, and Biden initially said they didn't have the legal authority to extend it, but After facing harsh criticism, the administration has worked to install a temporary ban again on evictions. Ed, how do you see this one playing out?
Well, what Biden really wanted was this to spark an interest in his second bill, which would create that permanent moratorium, but also give the landlord some money. If he gave in too early, then everyone would say, don't need to worry about that one. So I think this was a bit of politics. No matter what you do, though, this moratorium or any other act regarding rent relief, the renters will remain in trouble because they have back rent due. The landlords are in trouble because they owe the banks. Everyone's thinking these are some big greedy landlords who live in mansions on the edge of town. They're people like you and me who bought a couple of properties when we had the money, mortgaged our own house for them, rent them out to some people, and nice people, but they're no longer able to pay the rent. The only people who are in good shape are those who have state or federally subsidized rents. Those rents will be paid. In some cases, the states and the federal government did not pay the rents because they ran out of money or whatever. Those rents will be paid. So the smart people, interestingly enough, are the ones who diversified their housing stock and rented to some low-income people and not all to the high-income. I think this is a lesson for people in the United States who own and rent property, get some government money.
Just wanted to touch on this report regarding federal judge nominees. Biden is reportedly pushing through judge nominees at a faster rate than Trump or Obama. Trump, probably Republicans surrounding Trump, were no slouches at this during his administration, when Trump was doing this, leaving many to fear what shape the federal circuit would actually take. Any thoughts?
Remember, we talked about this 4 or 5 weeks ago, and I surmise that many of the judges, the older judges, who are Democrats or Republicans, are a little bit tired of this circus and are going to resign, and that'll mean there will be more Biden appointees. That doesn't mean the Trump people are leaving. It means more older Republican and Democratic people are leaving more openings. And when a qualified person comes up, unless they've been on the public record an awful lot, the Republicans are not going to spend their time and their political energy trying to knock them back. And I suspect a good share of them are actually center-right Republicans who believe in the law and the Constitution. Biden is very smart in doing this because in the federal courts, we have 10 of them, and these federal courts are notorious for being kind of gerrymandered. That is, tobacco was really shocked when a southern state sued them, but they thought a southern judge would let them go, and he didn't. Usually that's the way it is. If you are in any kind of federal trouble, don't get in a California court. You will lose, as Trump knows.
Looking international, and Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte has told vaccine deniers that he doesn't care if they die from the COVID virus if they don't get the jab. However, and the reason I bring this up is because I think this is a tactic we are seeing even here in Australia and other places. Given that only 6% of the Philippines is vaccinated, he appears to be attempting to distract from the country's supply issues by blaming his constituents instead. I think we see it here in Australia saying young people aren't getting the jab as if it was available to them all this time. Any thoughts, Ed?
Just what you said, basically. That course that won't wash in the United States or here. Our undersupply happens because of our own political system and administrative system. Duarte knows some of the people not accepting the jab oppose him. Unlike the United States, he's people on the left don't trust the government and don't know what you're going to get in your arm. So they're afraid of him. I wish there was some other path. I've heard this ivermectin works very well. I wish they'd send 10 tons of it sometime in ships to the Philippines and to some of these developing countries. These are just little pills you can take, like vitamin pills. Two or three of them will ward off the disease, and many of them have helped people recover from the disease. So as much as I hate the notion of home medication, I wish this stuff were available because it is cheap.
Mm. And in North Korea, Kim Jong-un has reappeared, looking a good deal trimmer than the previous time we saw him, and with a mystery bandage on the back of his head, fueling speculation about the Supreme Leader's health. He looks healthier than I thought he was, because I thought he was dead, Ed. Anything on this one?
I think he's been in some sort of isolation. He may have had COVID. And that would end him up in tremor and the like. And that bandage may be because it's an ICU. COVID is really rampant in North Korea. There are no protections. People are dying like flies. And the reason he recovered from it. And that's why it was so quiet.
And just before I let you go, Democratic New York Governor Andrew Cuomo facing allegations with considerable evidence to back them up following a state investigation that he sexually harassed at least 11 women. Biden, Pelosi, others have called on him to resign, but so far he's refusing. Does he really believe he can survive this, Ed?
Well, he called it a rigged election. That's been known to happen in the United States. A rigged committee, that's exactly what he's doing. He's following Trump's line. If it works for Trump, it'll work for him. And his fans will say, yep, this is all put up, it's all political, etc. He'll save some face on his way out the door.
Doesn't exactly do good things for the party, though, does it?
I think the party has let him go.
Mm.
It actually does good things for the party, because so the Democrats will punish its bad actors where the Republicans won't.
Mm. Ed and I will be back next week to talk all the latest in US news and politics. Subscribe, don't miss a thing, and check us out on Facebook and Twitter as well at US of Ed. And check out the other podcast as well. Pacific Conversations, latest chat out this week is with Torkel Patterson regarding high-speed rail in Japan and the future of public transportation. Pacific Conversations, you can find that also at edtalks.com.au or wherever you find good podcasts.